It's time for your Farm of the Future report. I'm Tim Hamrich. More and more robotics companies are focused on automating farm work, but are these innovations really practical? Small robot company co-founder Sam Watson-Jones says not to be deterred by the small size or current limitations of these robots, because what they are is eventually a platform for continued applications.
Probably what we will have is a modular workhorse robot that then has different applications that can be fitted onto it. So it might be that the same robot is doing a soil scanning job, which is something that doesn't need to be done every 2 weeks, but might be done more infrequently. And the same robot could be providing microdoses of chemicals or could be doing non-chemical weeding. So you'll get you'll get applications that are built for the robot.
In this way, the small robot company sees themselves as sort of the smartphone that other companies can use to deliver new applications.
Being the route to market for all these thousands of sensor companies that are coming into the agriculture industry at the moment and being, okay, well, you've got this sensor that fits on the back of a tractor or this sensor that fits on a quad bike. Let's stick your sensor on an autonomous robotic platform. And we've got the relationship with the farmer and we can just use your sensor, but use it in a much more repeatable way.
That's one vision for a more autonomous farming future. You've been listening to the Farm of the Future Report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. I'm Tim Hamrich.